Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for this brand new day, a day we've never seen before, a day we'll never see again, but a day the Lord has blessed us to receive. Amen. And ta-da, today is day 20. Day 20, we have reached the halfway mark of our 40-day sojourn of fasting and prayer. And boy, it feels good to be 20 days in to just sacrificing through fasting and prayer to the Lord during this Lenten season. So thank you all for taking the journey and for engaging, and just thank God for all that God continues to do. All right, let's get to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 2. And I want to read in your hearing verses 7 through 9 in your own personal private time with God. I would that you would read the entire second chapter, which I know will be a blessing to your life. But our focus this morning is going to be on Jonah chapter 2, verses 7, 8, and 9. 7, 8, and 9. Here begins the reading of God's word, beginning at verse 7 of Jonah chapter 2. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Word of God for people of God, thanks be to God. I simply want to talk about God gives us another chance. God gives us another chance. Beloved, the key to another chance is realizing that you and I are not in control. Key to another chance is realizing that we are not in control. We are not in control of our situation. We are not in control of anything. And once we realize we're not in control, the key to another chance is then relinquishing the authority to the one who is in control. In other words, giving up, giving over, turning it to God, putting it in God's hands, however you want to say it, however you want to do it, there must come some realization, and then there must come some relinquishing. The story of Jonah, all four chapters, is about one man's desire to try to control his own outcome. Now, he was called of God. He was a messenger of God. But yet and still, Jonah wanted to be in control. Remember, he didn't go straight to Nineveh. He went to Joppa, get on a boat to go down to Tarshish. And the reality is he was going in the wrong direction because he wanted to control his outcomes. But in chapter 2, when this God-prepared fish swallows him whole. When he had lost all physical, spiritual, and mental hope, it's while he was in suspended animation in the belly of the fish that I believe he realized just how small, in the grand scheme of things, he really was. And that with his own mouth, he relinquished what little control he thought he had back to God. Think about it. And this blessed me this morning. Every night, our lives are out of our hands when we sleep. Yet God decides through the time of the dusk and darkness of the rise of a brand new morning to give us another chance to bring us out of suspended animation, to bring us out of the stupor and slumber of sleep. And every morning, beloved, that God puts us on the wake-up list. God resurrects us from the belly of our slumber to give us another chance. When you're asleep, you're out of control. You don't have control over anything. Yet God, in his infinite wisdom, touches us with his finger of love and decides to bring us out of the belly of our sleep. God gives us another chance. So, beloved, the relevant question this morning is, what does it mean to get another chance? And how do we handle this before and after? How do we handle this before another chance is given? And then after another chance is given. There are three things out of this text that I think will help us. Number one, we must always remember who God is. Look at verse 7. Jonah says, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Beloved, when there comes the time of the realization, the scriptures prior to this, he was realizing where he was, realizing what was going on, realizing he was going down in the belly of the fish, realizing all of these things. But then Jonah moved from realization to remembrance. And recall, his thoughts turned away focus from where he was to now focusing on who to call on. And so he prays a prayer of recall and remembrance. And that prayer is always appropriate. Listen, beloved, if you want God to give you another chance, you've got to remember who the Lord is. You've got to remember that God is God. You have to remember that God is the one who allowed you to survive even in a dark and desolate place. Some of you may feel like you're in a hole. You are feeling like there's no way of escape. You're in this place where you can't move. You're feeling claustrophobic. But it's in that place that God has allowed you to still survive. And that's when God can shift what may seem like a tomb into a womb and give you another chance. Listen, he remembers God while he's yet in the belly of the fish. Don't miss that. It is important, beloved, that you have realization of where you are, but then you remember that God is in control. Lift up your voice. Lift up your prayers unto God. That's why before you go to sleep, you ought to pray. Before you go into the belly of slumber, you ought to pray and then say, Lord, I recall and remember who you are. I recall and remember, Lord God, that you have met me in a desolate place. So always remember who God is. Second thing, beloved, that's important if you're going to get another chance is that we must also repent from our wrongdoings. Repent from our wrongdoings. Look at verse 8. Jonah says, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love, turn away from God's love for them. If you cling to worthless idols, that means you're turning away from God's love. And beloved, God's love is ever present. But we must make the choice to turn away from that which has no power, that which has no control, that which does not feed us mentally, physically, or spiritually. And we must repent of our past transgressions. We must repent and turn away from anything that is idolatrous or stands up against the Lord. But this is what I love, beloved. When you turn away from idolatry and turn back to God's unfailing love, then you are trusting in God and believing in God. And what repentance will do is it will cause transformation in your life. Repentance leads to transformation. No longer trusting in inanimate objects, no longer trusting in what you thought to control your situation, but turning back to God's ever-present love. So when you pray, as you remember the Lord, remember to repent. Because God, I've turned away from you. God, I've gone in the wrong direction. God, I've not done what I was supposed to do. But thank you for your unfailing love that continues to guide and direct us. See, beloved, that's why we don't have time for people being mad with one another and angry at each other and showing all kind of ill will. Who's got time for that? Repent. Turn away from those things that give no kind of life to you so that there can be transformation and another chance from God. But here's the final thing I want to give you, beloved. Now it's important to remember who God is. Not only is it important that we must all repent from our wrongdoings, but when you do that, then we will gain renewal and hope in God. Renewal and hope in God. Watch this, verse 9. But I... with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. Now, here's the curious query in this text, verse 9. Jonah is shouting, and he's still in the belly of the fish. Jonah has not been released from the belly of the fish yet. But he says, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. He is preparing himself for a sense of renewal and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if you want God to give you another chance, go on and make plans for your praise. Go on and make plans on how you're going to honor your commitment to God. Go on and make plans. Lord, my life is in your hands. You are in full control. And so, Lord, before I get out of here, I want to say to you, I'm going to honor my commitments. Before I get out of here, I'm going to commit to you, Lord God, that I'm going to give you shouts of glory and praise. See, beloved, that's what it's all about. And then verse 10 says, and the Lord commanded the fish. The moment Jonah says this, the moment he makes plans for praise and honoring his commitment to God and realizing and recognizing that his life is not his own. And when he says salvation comes from the Lord, that's when the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah on dry land. Oh my God. That's the moment that Jonah was resurrected from the depths of the belly of the fish. Beloved, how many of us who are in desperate need of another chance need to remember who God is, repent of our wrongdoings, and have a sense of renewal and hope in God, knowing that God is the one who is in control? All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning thankful for our rising out of the belly of slumber. Thank you, Lord God, that our prayers from yesterday have helped to keep us today. And so now, God, we lift up new prayers of remembrance. We lift up repentance, Lord God, of our wrongdoing, Lord Jesus. Let us not be caught up in selfishness, Lord God, or things that turn into idols that would preclude us from drawing closer to your presence. And Lord, let us gain a sense of renewal and hope in you as we already are making plans for shouts of praise. In fact, Lord, we're going to praise you right now. We give you glory right now. We give you the honor right now on this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that we are on the other side of another chance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for our rising this morning. Thank you for another chance at life. Bless us, Lord, as we go about our day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me and have read that scripture, then you realize that God is the one who gives us another chance. Now, here's my question. What you going to do with it? Take that another chance, and do something worthwhile. All right, y'all, day 20, be blessed. In Jesus' name, we're halfway there. Amen.